You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise is blessed with a large number of magnificent parks, many of which, like Julia Davis, Ann Morrison, and Esther Simplot, are named after the wives of captains of industry and high-profile businessmen. Their names are so common that when we hear them, we usually think of the park and not the person they're named for. Well, today, we want to tell you about one of these parks. It was developed nearly 30 years ago by grocery chain founder Joe Albertson to honor his wife, Catherine. And in those 30 years, the trees and shrubs have grown a bit wild in what was originally a horse pasture when Joe and Catherine donated those lands to the city. Starting next spring, there are going to be a lot of changes planned for the park as part of a joint project between the Albertson Family Foundation and the City of Boise. To help tell the story, we're joined today by the board chair and president of the Albertson Foundation, Catherine and Joe Albertson's great-granddaughter, Jamie Scott. Also, Doug Holloway of Boise Parks and Rec is joining us. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So, Jamie, tell me about your memories first of the park growing up.
Yeah, so my grandparents lived up on the rim above the park, and it was a horse pasture in the 70s and 80s, which is so interesting that so many people now, we have so many new residents in Boise, you know, you forget that that was largely just a wide open space without any greenery, without any vegetation. I mean, it really, to go back and look at photographs, it's so remarkably different. My grandmother was actually quite content with the property the way that it was. She loved to sit out on her patio and watch the horses. She had her own names for the horses. She would report about their daily activities. She really thought it was a lovely spot. The impetus for the park was, I think there became conversation about it being developed into a business park or some development of office buildings. And so my grandfather talked to some of the neighborhood residents about their interest if he would buy the land and turn it into a park. Would they be supportive if he would donate it back to the city? And everyone, I think, was largely supportive
of that idea.
Yeah,
that would be great. Yeah, right. So then, Doug, we get this beautiful park in in Boise, right by downtown. And as I mentioned, I mean, over the years, 30 years, it's some things have grown a little bit taller, maybe than you want. So then, what was the impetus to do this partnership and kind of give it a bit of a, what should we say, a facelift kind of?
Sure, yeah. We actually have looked at all of our Ribbon of Jewels, which Catherine Albertson Park is part of that chain along the river and along the Greenbelt. But it's not uncommon. The Julie Davis Park refresher started about 10 years ago, and we're just about completed that. And we just completed a master plan update for Ann Morrison Park just across the street from Catherine Albertson. So it is something that over a period of time, parks do need a little bit of a refresher. We had looked at primarily the signage at Catherine Albertson Park, at upgrading the signage at some point in the next few years. And that's really when Jamie called and said, why don't we take a look at that signage now and also look at some other opportunities to improve the aesthetics of the park. It is 30 years old, and it does get a tremendous amount of use. So we met on site. We walked the site with Jamie and part of the Albertsons Family Foundation and came up with an idea and a plan, and it's kind of grown from there. So it really is going to look pretty much the same. It's not, there's no dramatic changes to the park. It really is just a refreshing of bringing it into 2018, primarily from the educational standpoint, the signage standpoint. We're adding a boardwalk in the southeast corner of the park that will provide some unique access in an area that you really don't have access now. But other than that, it's really just updating the looks of the park internally. And it's really, really going to, I think our residents are really going to enjoy the new aesthetic view of it.
Well, it's a really special park. It's different than all of the other parks. I mean, it's really got that kind of back to nature kind of feel. And doesn't that go back to your grandmother?
Yeah, the story that I was told is that on a trip to Victoria, my grandparents visited Victoria Gardens. And they thought that the concept was really incredible and would fit Boise so well. And that was that you know, there's no cars allowed to really get anywhere into, other than the parking lot, into the park. It's not a driving park. It's a walking park. And that it was centered really around nature and wildlife habitat rather than maybe playing fields or playgrounds, which, you know, we appreciate in many parks. It was just a different kind of concept. And I think it's become such an integral part, especially being so close to downtown and adjacent to Ann Morrison and Julie Davis. It really is just, I think, incredible.
What do you think your grandparents would think of the park today?
Oh, I think they'd be delighted that it's such a, you know, treasured asset of the community. I think the growth of the park, if it's hard to see on a day-to-day basis, but if you go back and look at photographs of watching everything mature and so much, you know, wildlife there, right, really in the heart of the city, any given day, you can see quite a variety of birds and wildlife. And I think that was really what they hoped for.
And Doug, is that part of it? I mean, to have a park like this, really, I mean, it, now, today, in the middle of the city, I mean, it used to not necessarily be like that, but as we continue to grow, this park just is so much closer to where so many people live and work and recreate. But it's that wildlife aspect of it that you don't necessarily always get in the middle of a city.
That's extremely, extremely unique. As Jamie touched upon, it's a sanctuary. I mean, it is really, truly, not only from a vegetation standpoint, but certainly from a wildlife perspective. And all of our parks, we look at them as being alive, and they have their own unique personalities. And this one just happens to have a personality that's related to wildlife and to, you know, if you walk and look in that park, it's a petri dish of ecology. I mean, it really has... I mean, it's got turtles, it's got minks, it's got weasels, it's got deer that live in the park, it's got fox, coyote. I mean, you just walk around and every turn of a corner, you see something different and unique that you won't see in a lot of urban areas. So, yes, we're very, very fortunate that that Mr. Albertson purchased this land, had a vision for it, and now we're just delighted to partner with the Albertsons Family Foundation to, you know, spruce it up a little bit and really continue that that theme that Mr. Albertson had 30 years ago.
I'm speaking with Jamie Scott of the J.A. and Catherine Albertson Foundation and Doug Holloway with Boise Parks and Rec, talking about the joint project to revamp and update Catherine Albertson Park. And Jamie, you had some specific things in mind, didn't you, with the park when it comes to really maintaining some of the historical significance of the park?
Right. Well, as Doug mentioned, I think there's a great opportunity for just a little bit of an updated signage experience. So a lot of the signs are illegible at this point. Some of them are a little bit off the path. I think just the way the park has matured, there's opportunity for better placement so that they can be seen. You know, a variety of more engaging educational experiences because there is so much to learn about what's going on in the park. So really, as Doug mentioned, it started with signage, and then we, you know, started exploring what could be done with some of the structures to make sure that they're safe and updated. There's some, you know, interesting historical elements in the park. For instance, the gazebo that is made out of the red tile roof was actually from the first Albertsons store on 16th and State. It was built in 1939, and there's actually no sign or anything there to tell you that.
There will be a sign there. There will be a sign.
So there's probably been all kinds of, you know, stories about the gazebo, but now we'll know for sure.
Right. A lot of the timber that the bridges are made out of came donated from Idaho Power from old bridges that crossed the Snake River that were along the Oregon Trail. So, you know, I think at the time that was generally known, but there is no documentation of that. As well as, you know, Catherine Albertson has passed, you know, almost, I think it's been 15 years ago. And so I think it's a great opportunity to tell the story of who she was.
Right.
You know, to honor her legacy a little bit more. So I think we'll have a nice opportunity to take advantage of making sure that we're telling the story since so much time has passed.
You know, and that's a really good point because as we talked about, I mean, so many of our parks in the Boise area are named after wives of these, you know, industry titans. And Catherine would be in that, but she was a person unto herself.
Yeah, and she was a very shy person. I think that, you know, it's interesting that I guess she allowed my grandfather to name the park after her. It was a little bit out of their comfort zone to do a lot of naming. But, you know, because there was such a, I think, just neat tradition of honoring great women in our area, he was not going to have that park named anything else. And, you know, he said something similar to that at the dedication, that there was no way it wasn't going to be called anything besides Catherine Albertson Park. And, you know, truthfully, it was romantic and sweet. And I think she was delighted by it.
It really was such a romantic gesture when we know the story behind it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Doug, the timeline for this refresh.
So we're hoping that construction can begin this spring. And, you know, depending on, you know, how that goes, generally speaking, we've talked that it'd be sometime in the summertime, that late summer, that we would have that the refreshing piece would be done. I just want to continue to point out to a lot of the public that we've had the outreach with, we want to continue to point out that the character of the park is not changing at all. And so that was really important to the, you know, to the Albertson family. And so all that stays intact. We're just emphasizing now, I think, as Jamie pointed out, more of the educational components that are in this park, more of the riparian components. We are taking an opportunity to remove some grass and providing some meadow planting that we think will help with some of the goose population that's very, very popular in that park. But other than that, the character of the park will remain the same. The nature preserve that this really is in our community is going to continue.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, J.A. and Catherine Albertson Foundation Board Chair and President Jamie Scott, and Doug Holloway with Boise Parks and Recreation Department, talking about the update with Catherine Albertson Park coming in the spring and summer. Again, thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you for having us.